15. To the tally of my soul, loud and strong kept up the gray-brown bird, with pure, deliberate notes spreading, filling the night. Loud in the pines and cedars dim, clear in the freshness moist and the swamp perfume, and I with my comrades there in the night. While my sight that was bound in my eyes unclosed as to long panoramas of visions. And I saw askant the armies. I saw as in noiseless dream hundreds of battle flags, borne through the smoke of the battles and pierced with missiles, I saw them, and carried hither and yon through the smoke, and torn and bloody, and at last, but a few shreds left on the staffs, and all in silence, and the staffs all splintered and broken. I saw battle corpses, myriads of them, and the white skeletons of young men, I saw them. I saw the debris, and debris of all the slain soldiers of the war. But I saw they were not, as was thought. They themselves were fully at rest. They suffered not. The living remained and suffered. The mother suffered, and the wife, and the child, and the musing comrade suffered, and the armies that remain suffered. 16. Passing the visions, passing the night, passing, unloosing the hold of my comrades' hands, passing the song of the hermit bird and the tallying song of my soul, victorious song, death's outlet song, yet varying, ever-altering song, as low and wailing, yet clear the notes, rising and falling, flooding the night, sadly sinking and fainting, as warning and warning, and yet again bursting with joy, covering the earth and filling the spread of the heaven, as that powerful psalm in the night I heard from recesses, passing, I leave thee lilac with heart-shaped leaves, I leave thee there in the dooryard, blooming, returning with spring. I cease from my song for thee, from my gaze on thee in the west, fronting the west, communing with thee, O comrade lustrous with silver face in the night. Yet each to keep and all, retrievements out of the night, the song, the wondrous chant of the gray-brown bird, and the tallying chant, the echo aroused in my soul, with the lustrous and drooping star, with the countenance full of woe, with the holders holding my hand near the call of the bird, comrades mind and eye in the midst, and their memory ever to keep for the dead I loved so well. For the sweetest, wisest soul of all my days and lands, and this for his dear sake. Lilac and star and bird twined with the chant of my soul, there in the fragrant pines and the cedars, dusk and dim.
LiteralSystems.com